We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, this is Mr. B, and you're listening to Rolling Off Track Podcast, episode 79. And it's myself, and on this episode, we got some guests, the three amigos, they say, but I'll let them introduce themselves.
Should I go by our nicknames, or
how we do know?
What do they call you? What do they call you?
My nickname is Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
You're honey buns.
All right.
You're honey buns.
They're sweet. My buns are sweet. But no. This is Vinny Stilos.
Vinny Stilos. Vinny Styles?
Yes,
Vinny
sir.
Styles, all right. What about you, buddy?
This is Donardo from the West, eh?
Oh, damn.
I can't say that, buddy.
I can't say it in English. It's Donald.
This is Donald Tacken. Cupcakes, Vinny Styles, and
Buttercups.
Donald.
Yeah, baby.
Buttercups. Yeah. So,
Buttercups and Cupcakes, yeah. Man.
Double D's.
So this episode, we're just having a few guests on and just do what we do. Just roll off track with some tech, gaming, movies, whatever. So you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Brilliant.
Cool. All right, first things first. Movies, box office, top 10, Lucy. You guys know Lucy?
Scarlett Johansson, baby.
Scarlett Johansson.
That's my lady.
So this past weekend, that movie made $44 million.
$44 million?
$44 million, buddy.
Good lord.
What spot was that?
I'm in the wrong business.
Number one.
That was number one?
Wrong business.
Wrong business.
Dang!
You need to make movies.
Movies, buddy.
I know. What happened to our movie that we're going to make?
Well, we need Scarlett Johansson.
This ass ain't bringing in $44 million. I won't even bring 44 cents, baby. Much less $44 million.
And that's our 44 cents we're putting it in.
I got to pay to make the movie.
Yeah, we won't get no Scarlett Johansson.
Just get somebody that's close to Scarlett Johansson, you know, like Skyla. Skyla
Brohansen.
John Bronson.
It's a dude with that's the wig and shit.
You know, that's pretty good. And last night I went to see Transformers. You know, speaking of movies. Yes.
How'd you like it?
It was very good. It's not as action packed as the other ones were.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as the storyline, you know, don't stick with the original.
Yeah.
But I like this storyline on this one. It was good.
Yeah, it was a very good movie. Good, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
Did you watch it too, Mr.?
Yes, sir. I watch. Try and watch as everything as I can.
Oh, and so you can't go wrong having Mark Wahlberg in it.
That's the bro, man.
How much did they bring in?
Transformers? On this list, Transformers made, they're number 7, so they made $4.6 million.
Oh, just
yeah,
off this
been,
past weekend?
But they've been out
yeah,
for
this
a while.
Weekend. Yeah, it's been out for a couple of weeks now.
Dang, right on.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you haven't seen Transformers, you don't have to really, I know some people, they don't watch the previous ones to get to this one. So this one, I could say you can watch this without watching
it. Yep.
There's some people out there I know, and I won't mention, that I haven't seen 1, 2, and 3. They just saw 4.
See, I'm old school. See, I take it back to the cartoons.
Oh, he watches cartoons.
See, and I'm not too happy with the new Transformers.
Did you say you cried in the last episode?
Hey, I was 8 years old. But yeah, I cried. Optimus Prime. He died.
He died.
But they brought him back.
Yeah, that fucker keeps coming back more times than Jesus, bro.
Number 2, Hercules, $29 million. That's what The Rock, huh?
That's The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah. Well, that's another one you can't go wrong. You have The Rock in it. He's a pretty damn good actor, I think. For being full of steroids.
Yeah, Samoan.
Samoan roid.
He's still wrestling, huh? Okay.
Yeah, he still makes special appearances on wrestling, yo.
Every now and then. WrestleMania, I think. That's
when he needs a new vial.
When his muscles are getting a little flabby, he starts wrestling again.
When he needs a new needle, he needs to go to the wrestling.
That's how he got so big. And
the next one?
Number 3, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, $16.4
million.
Planet of the Apes.
You know, for me, I don't know about y'all, I don't get into that. It was alright, I guess. The others, I don't think I will watch this one.
No?
You don't want to see the monkeys get crazy, dude? Monkeys get crazy. This one, you have to watch the first one, then you gotta watch the second one.
The second one that goes off into
the story. The story follows.
Oh,
cut off track.
That's another one that was with Mark Wahlberg. The first one.
They cut off the monkeys. Mark Wahlberg was pretty cool.
One of the remakes on with Mark Wahlberg.
Planet of the Apes. Mark Wahlberg is it's pretty cool.
And number four, The Purge, Anarchy, 9.9 million.
Okay, now this one. Have you seen The Purge?
I seen the first one, yes. This is the second one.
Okay, I just wanted to say that because I didn't see it.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
What the hell is The Purge about?
I seen a couple, like, couple scenes, but that's pretty much it.
What is it about?
The Purge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Last episode I kind of described it a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
But I know you guys aren't caught up in anything, but that's pretty cool.
You don't have to say that.
You're wasting valuable airtime.
Throw us a freaking bone, man. Come on,
We're trying to boost ratings here, man.
boost ratings, buddy.
That's pretty cool. And the other one?
Number five, Planes, Fire and Rescue, 9.3 million. That's the,
is that a cartoon?
Yeah, that's a cartoon. That's the part two of Planes, too.
Oh.
It's cartoons.
I didn't even see the first one.
And Planes.
Number six, Sex Tape.
Yeah, I saw that last. It was the wrong one. My bad. It was a different sex tape.
I think Kim Kardashian was on that one. Yeah. And Ray J.
I don't know why they were so mad. They look so good in it.
I thought they made more than 6.4 million. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure. They had a lot of hits.
I thought the way she acted in it really was good.
She was really convincing.
I especially liked how she bent over. Yeah, that was nice. She's laying I'm pretty there, sure man. You need acting lessons for that.
She was laying there taking me like this.
So I guess that's why Kim and Kanye are getting divorced, huh?
Oh, man.
I know. Yo. Kanye, he's too much into himself, man. Kim Kardashian, she ain't the main show, man. It's Kanye only.
That's your boy. I like Kanye.
That dude's a punk.
Yeah, I don't like.
I like Kanye. We have the same birthday.
Yeah, they're like.
Oh,
twins.
That explains.
They're like twins.
You know, I watched that dude.
He's like my
concert,
darker
right?
twin.
Well, actually, on TV,
he's your brother. Kanye was.
Yeah, it was on the Palladia channel, right? I watched him. You know, he had me going in there. Oh, fuck yeah, Kanye's going. Yeah, let's do it. Then the son of a bitch, when he was singing Heartless, he fucking stops, gets on his ass, and starts crying. I don't know why you gotta be so heartless. What? Mm-hmm. I stood there for like 15 minutes listening to this fucker.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
He was just whining he was doing. I had to turn it.
He was having like a breakdown on
That's why I had to turn it.
Yeah, he did that twice already. Remember that with, what's her name? That country singer? Where he just freaking gets a mic and
picks on little white girls.
I know. What's his problem, man? You're the white girl alone. You'll be arrested.
You know, rappers are running out of shit to say when they're picking on little white country girls.
It's that Crown Royal, dude. That's what it is. You got liquid courage.
So, number seven, Transformers. Number eight, And So It Goes. I don't know what that one is about. Number nine, Tammy. Number ten, A Most Wanted Man.
Let's go back to Tammy there for a second.
Tammy.
Okay.
I don't know shit about Tammy.
She kind of acts like the same way like a freaking Kevin Hart does. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's that one chick.
Yeah, in every movie you know what to expect.
Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah. I like her on freaking Mike and Molly.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty funny.
That's the one from Bridesmaids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good too? On Bridesmaids.
Yeah, she's the one who... feels like lava on the sink.
Oh, okay. That's her. Yeah, that was nasty, man.
She got the runs on the sink.
She must have ate Federico's too.
You know how she feels, mom.
I know. I felt it on Monday.
Was it like lava?
It was like lava. Yeah.
Did it burn coming out?
Yes, it did. It burned going in and out.
Speaking of burning, do you guys have $5 to burn every month so you could play FIFA 14, Battlefield, and a lot more EA games for the Xbox.
I got PS3. Yeah. I don't do Xbox.
What is that or what?
You can either do $5 a month, like a subscription.
Kind of like
$30 a year, and you could just download the games as long as you
want.
That's
pretty
good.
That's pretty neat.
I just tell John about that too.
I don't have an Xbox.
So it's like Madden. You don't have Xbox. Peggle, Battlefield.
Madden's is going to be coming out pretty soon.
It is.
I have a Gamecast.
GameCube. GameCube or GameCast, man. GameCast, I'm still messing with the Wii.
The Wii. Shut up, man. I can't afford it. Okay, I still got GameCast.
Dreamcast and GameCube. Yeah, you got the wrong
fucking you went to Mexico for that one.
You got the bootleg.
I told you, man.
Got the bootleg.
That's all I can afford, bro.
It's a woodpicker drawing my game out on the rock.
You play Angry Birds. You're still playing Angry Birds.
Speaking of afford, can you guys afford a gold iPhone 6 that's going to be coming out?
Fuck. This guy's getting the new iPhone.
I'm getting
the
6 in January. Yeah.
You gonna get the 6 one?
Oh, you damn right. I have to.
You gotta stick with the iPhones.
So you know,
I'm gonna give you one too.
I still don't know all of it about the iPhone, but I can't see myself with another phone though. iPhone, I've had it since the iPhone 4.
You can't divorce, man. You
don't
divorce.
All right. I don't know much about tech. Okay. You guys know that. I don't know much about tech. Yeah, but one thing I do like about the Android phones is like, You can get the illegal bootleg
I thought music. You were gonna say something else.
I know. Well, you could do that too, right?
We get that free too. No,
I don't mess with that no more because I got too many viruses, man.
We use Wi-Fi.
See, that's why you get an iPhone because you can't get a virus.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I got an Android. What do you got, cupcakes?
I got the iPhone.
Galaxy 3. Yeah, mine's a little older.
Nah, actually, it's a nice phone.
I got Donald, what do you have?
I got the iPhone 5.
iPhone 5, you guys like your phones?
Oh, hell yeah. I can't see myself with another phone.
You know what? Nowadays, you can't live without your phone, man. You can't get by. I don't even know anybody's phone number. I lose my phone and I lose contact with the world.
I don't know somebody's number. It's Vince. That's all I know. I don't know his number. Just say Vince.
I know like a couple of numbers. Like I know Mrs. B, my work number. I think that's about it.
I don't even know my work number.
That's
trouble.
It.
Don't let the bosses know, man.
I don't know.
They ain't got a phone book nearby. My phone's gone. Forget it. It's over.
Yeah, there's not even any pay phones anymore. You know what I mean? You can't even.
I don't know.
Even homeless people have cell phones. You know what I mean? I don't know where they get the bill sent to, but they got phones.
You can see that those bills being paid on your taxes.
That's the Obama phone. They got the Obama phone.
Oh, that's what happened.
They get a phone 250 minutes a month. They get unlimited texts. They get all that shit for free. All that shit for free.
I wish I had
it's
to get that.
It's a damn shame. It almost makes you want to get pregnant just so you can get on welfare. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? It's not too late. Well,
I didn't want to give out all my skeletons on the first episode.
He's arrogant.
I'm arrogant. I'm shooting blank.
I'm here for this guy.
But I'll scare the fuck. I might be shooting blank, but I'll scare the fuck out of you. Okay. It's like a big gun. It's a big gun.
It's a water gun.
Okay.
It's a water gun.
There's no bullets, but it's a big gun.
I know. I mean, how scared can you be? It's a big gun, right? But it's a cap gun. What's it gonna do?
It'll scare the shit out of you. That's about it. It deters violence. It deters violence.
It just winks at you and shit.
I'm just like, Ice Cube, what? You got a problem? I lift up my shirt.
You got a problem?
I don't want no problem.
Keep it in your pocket.
Talking about bullets and guns and rings, they're getting a self-driving Jeep. What do you think about that?
That's pretty dope.
You've been trading your Jeep.
that's a drinking and driving machine right there. Take my ass home.
And it's not really going to be a full-blown Jeep. It's going to be like just a smaller version. So I guess it kind of looks like one of those smart cars.
Really?
It's gonna be the shape of a Jeep though.
Oh shit.
Man, they really want to do away with humans altogether, you know?
Yep.
See, I saw this coming on the first Transformers, bro. I knew it.
Vehicles, planes.
Big brother, big brother.
That. You know, last night I know what happened to the dinosaurs. I saw what happened last night.
It's true.
Transformers.
They told
the story. They planted a seed and just freaking wiped them out, eh?
Poor dinosaurs.
humans got taken over by robots.
We gotta learn from the movies, huh?
Those movies are true, man.
I bet that's pretty cool, though. I mean, you cut down on freaking deaths, you know what I mean? Human casualty, I guess. Yeah. Well, not for the enemy, but...
Just drop that Jeep with some grenades and bombs. Drive into a house. Get everybody at once.
That's a whole new meaning to drive-bys.
Transformer drive-bys. That would be cool, though.
No, that's cool. Anything that saves lives, you know.
I mean, for ours, yeah.
Yeah.
Just wipe them all out, build a Walmart on top.
That's what we need to do. Yeah. McDonald's and Walmart.
just give them Happy Meals. Maybe they'll be happy.
Are you guys happy when you work out? You guys work out?
Man. Really?
The endorphins?
Are you looking at you're really asking me this question?
Yeah,
are
yeah. You? Have you not seen us? We like to
look at this. Come on, baby. I don't need to work out.
Working out, we eat when we work out. That's our workout.
I do the 12-ounce curls. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the tall boys. I like a tall boy every now and then.
Sometimes I really want to burn. We'll get the tall boys or the 40s.
That's when you want to max out. When you want to max out.
You max out at 40, then you work your way back down to 12 ounces.
To the coronitas.
Well, now you're going to slim down at home with the P90X for the Xbox. You guys know the P90X?
Yeah, that's torture.
You can now buy it for the Xbox.
Have you tried that,
no,
Mr. B? Yet.
No.
Do you work out, Mr. B?
I do running and a lot of basketball.
Fucker plays basketball, man.
Yeah. A lot of basketball and running.
Man, I'm sore from Friday. I played basketball on Friday with my brother. My legs are still hurting.
For real?
That's how long I haven't worked out.
I'm getting sore just talking about playing basketball.
Want to put you out there in the court, dude? Make you work out, boy.
I'm just going to stand there like a dead fish.
Yeah. Just post up, man. I'll run
I'll
around.
I'll coach you guys.
That's cool. I'll
Phil Jackson.
That P90X, I guess it works pretty good. A lot of people are endorsing that, you know?
Yeah. Is that what Alex is doing or no?
I don't know what the hell Alex is doing.
I know he's been working out, too.
Yeah, actually, no, he's doing those fucking curls with a dumbbell with a handle on it.
Kettlebells.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's doing.
You know what? He's looking pretty good. He's slimmed down a lot.
He's looking sharp.
You know,
looking sharp, Mr. Alex?
In a heterosexual way. Okay?
Yeah. He's trying to get back on the market, huh? he's like trying to clean himself up.
He wants to be honest,
good
man.
For the ladies.
Yeah. Mr. Alex. That's good.
He's good, pretty good. I guess one more last story. LG is coming out with a 105-inch 4K TV.
105-inch.
Lego Vince.
Guess how much it costs. Guess how much it costs.
10 grand.
Yeah.
120.
120?
What? 120K?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
Good Lord. Sir. What does it do for 120?
It's a big TV that's high def.
Oh, no. It better do the dishes. It better clean up after my ass. It better do a lot for 120.
You imagine on a 105-inch TV watching a sex tape?
Oh, damn.
I lied.
That'd be awesome. It's like you're going in there.
That thing looked like Godzilla, giant coming at you, moving back and forth. Is that what that is? I always wonder what that was.
Oh, no.
That's what that TV's made
That's
for.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
105 inches. Mm-mm. Do you have it right there? I don't know.
No, I closed it.
You closed it.
You didn't even see a horse in that thing? Oh, forget it.
Big old.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you see the nasties on there, dude.
It looked like a freaking giant ass thing that you tied down a bolt with.
I still have a 60-inch projection TV.
Projection?
Yeah, that thing is about 15 years old, man. That thing weighs a ton.
Still
weighs
good.
A ton. Yeah, it's still working.
It's still good.
Still playing the Wii on it, baby.
I've seen a few projection TVs where the screen kind of gets like, faded? Is it like
yeah, no, still no, good? It's still working strong.
Still
Panasonic,
picture.
Panasonic. Yeah, we had to move it upstairs. I live in a 2-story. We moved it upstairs. Man, that thing was heavy, dude.
He built it to the wall.
Yeah. My pops, he's like, this shit breaks. We're throwing it off the balcony. We ain't carrying that back down.
I know what that is.
And then now look at now the TV screens are 2 inches, 3 inches thick at the most.
They're getting thinner and thinner, dude. It's like, they're about as thin as the phone now.
Yeah,
those expensive ones too.
Yeah,
I'd be chilling with the Vizio. I got the Vizio downstairs. Vizio.
I know I got the Samsung going.
That's a big TV.
105 inch. Buddy. I know.
What's oh, imagine playing Madden like that. Oh. Playing Madden's on TV that big?
I would like to do that.
That'd be, just try that'd that be tight, man. Freaking characters are full size.
They're like 4 foot.
When I was young, I used to think of playing the first Mario on the theater screen, and you just think the player would be real big, too. Mario would be real big.
That'd be dope.
The Super Mario.
That would be cool.
I like Super Mario.
Yeah.
Some old school right there.
Yeah. Some Street Fighter.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Man. Kombat. Bring back the old ones.
Yeah.
We need to do some. We need to Fatality. Play some Madden. All of us. Get down some Madden.
Yeah. Do a little a Madden's contest.
Yeah, Mr. B, would you like to get down some Madden?
Yes, sir. We should set it up.
I will whoop some ass
on some Madden's.
Madden's 25. Yeah, I don't whip nobody's ass.
Madden's 25.
Yeah, Madden's 25. I'll control it for you, D. Don't even worry about it.
Nah. I rented it and played with my brother at his house on his Xbox.
They don't have Madden on Dreamcast.
No.
Whatever, man. I told you I can't afford it.
The GameCast. Dreamcast? I don't think they got that for Dreamcast yet.
You still got the Game Boy, no?
Dreamcast 2015. You got a new one.
No, remember those little football games, the little green ones that you hold in your hand? They're just little squirt.
Yeah. That's his Madden.
That's my Madden, dude.
That's what he gets down.
I can run and run. Shit, that's awesome.
Freaking high scores in that bitch.
Earlier today, I asked on social media any questions for the next episode. So I got two questions. The first one is, do you still have a VCR?
Yeah, put away. I got it in my room.
Yeah, honestly. I'm ashamed to say.
To
I,
admit
I have
it.
A, yeah,
just
I have,
admit it, man. It's
I
okay.
have a, I have the VCR. I have the collection of the young Indiana Jones. I got my old westerns on there. Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Yeah, I keep it old school.
Just rehab, man.
I just barely got a Blu-ray. Barely got Blu-ray, man.
When'd you get that, or what?
About a year ago.
A year ago? Okay. Yeah, you're not too late, man.
I have a reel-to-reel. It's a bitch, because when it breaks, you gotta tape it together. Nah, I don't have VCR.
It's obsolete.
It's all disc, buddy. Well, not disc, not even DVD.
You know, it's crazy.
It's just straight iPhone.
Let's do everything on
everybody,
iPhone.
Everybody, you could watch Netflix on your phone.
I know. That's what Donald was doing, watching The Killing.
The Killing, I watch all the series on my phone. I love it. Just sit in the dark in my room with my Bose headphones on, all loud.
Damn. I just get all into it,
man.
And with those Bose, it makes it pretty good?
Oh, hell yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty nice.
Which is better, the Bose or the Beats by Dre?
Well, I like my Beats better.
Beats by Dre?
Yeah.
I know. With Bose, nice, man. I want the over-the-ear one. Yeah.
You guys being all tech-savvy and whatnot, I'm a caveman. I'm a caveman. I don't know shit.
His surround sound is me and Brian singing on each side of him.
Yeah, I'm the beat. He's the singer. Yeah. No, actually, I want to get some of those wireless headphones.
The Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You got the Mr. B, right?
I had it like I said, on one of the previous episodes.
Oh, shit.
It was him. It was him.
I heard the episodes. All right? I know you got one.
I see you walking around. What I do for work, it didn't work out. So I do like it, like at home, working out, stuff like that. But just for work, I use it. I use headphones mostly at work. So it didn't work out for me at work. So I had one, and I don't have one anymore.
Oh, you took it back?
I took it back.
I got your money back.
See that?
I need some wireless headphones.
Some freaking Bluetooth.
Yeah. So.
We gotta keep updated with
this. Yeah, I gotta keep up with the new technology.
The cord doesn't cut it no more.
And as a second question is, pay with a card or use cash?
That depends. If I'm buying online, I use a prepaid card. I put all my, get money out and put it on the prepaid card. So that way, if somebody tries to screw you, they won't just take what's on the card and that's it.
That's a smart idea.
They got PayPal too. You know, that helps out.
Yeah, but you put your regular card on there though, right?
Yeah, but that's just one person.
Yeah. With PayPal, you have to transfer funds to
into that account.
They don't just take it from your bank account.
Yeah.
They're like a third party.
The only time I use my card, well, I pay all my bills with the card, but if I'm like ordering something online.
What's that new thing that they're coming out with where you can pay with just your phone? Where you just put your phone up to the scanner and pay?
You can do that?
Yeah, that's some new technology they're coming out with.
Damn. NFC chips. That's nice.
Yeah, you just pay with, just brush your phone up against this.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be kind of nervous if somebody had that
phone? Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
As your phone beside you.
Oh, shit.
I get nervous when the waitress takes my card and then goes and charges it way in the back. I don't even see what's going on. And then they bring it back to you. I'm like, oh, shit, what did you put on that?
She goes back with the white dress, comes back with the black one.
Yeah, yeah. She gives herself a 50% tip.
Yeah. Rolex watch. My dinner didn't cost no $550.
No, it's tax, buddy.
Pop of those for that. Cash, rarely use cash.
Yeah, I use my credit card. I get 50 cents every time I use it. So.
I like to use cash.
That's the Albuquerque bank.
I like to use cash because that way there's nothing is traced back to you. You know what I'm saying? You keep it on the down low.
Is that for
hookers?
Is that your bad boy way or what?
Yeah, that's a bad boy tool. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you can ever do away with cash.
Drug dealers can't even get away with that shit.
Yeah, hey man, cash, baby.
Get rid of the evidence.
That's what I just prepaid card over online.
Keep else. Uncle Sam out of it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, these two questions came in from listeners, and thanks to listeners for sending in questions.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, and yeah,
let's keep supporting Mr. B's here.
Yeah, Mr. B.
Yeah,
let's boost up the ratings. It. Come on, you guys.
Boost the ratings. Yeah, thank you guys for coming on. Rolling Off Track podcast, and hope you tell your friends, family, and check it out. Keep this thing going. And
thank you for having us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. B.
It was fun, man. This was cool.
I know.
Like it.
Yeah, nervous as all hell.
Yeah,
but it was
cool. Nervous. Yeah. I gotta get used to this.
And after a while, you just go with it, huh?
Yeah, it's nice, man. It's cool, man. Right on. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And as always, at the end of a podcast, I like to ask the guest this or that question. So this one also came from a listener. Nelly or 50 Cent cupcakes?
50 Cent, man.
What about you, Vinny Styles?
50 Cent. 50 Cent. Keep it gangster. Keep it gangster.
Paris Hilton. No. Nelly, man.
Justin,
I like Nelly.
Justin Bieber, bro.
Some country grammar.
Yeah, I like. I'm from the country. Country grammar.
Ask the guests. Any last words?
I got nothing right over here.
But you've been Styles.
I think I'm gonna be tuning in a little bit more because I don't know shit about technology. I need all the info I can get. I need all the help I can get.
You gotta keep them updated, Mr. B. That's how I get updated.
Yeah.
I listen to you, man. I know what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. What about you, Donald? Any last words?
Well, let's keep this thing rolling for Mr. B's. Let's get some more supporters for them and right on. Have a good fucking night.
Yeah.
Good fucking night.
See you next episode. Later.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.